Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
Quite a very good-looking day. A little chilly, but we'll take it. Sun's up. More details of the forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Everybody's up and getting to work. For you know, some people, that means driving long distances, being in the car, and filling up that gas tank maybe several times a week. And that is expensive. Small business owners are bearing the brunt of it. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about how small business owners are dealing with these high fuel prices, what they're looking for in vehicles these days, Executive Director of North American Sales and Operations for Ford Pro, Matt Atkinson. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm lucky. I only have to fill up my tank once every week or every week and a half. I don't have that far to drive, but not everybody's that lucky, are they?
No, I mean, we know, especially during, National Small Business Month, as you highlighted, but, at Ford Pro, we keep our pulse on small business throughout the year, and we certainly know that in today's times that fuel prices are on people's minds. We are seeing still a strong industry out there, but, we know how small business can be affected when, commodity pricing like we're seeing today can fluctuate. And Paul, as you know, it's one of the reasons why we wanted to launch the campaign that we did this month, announcing employee pricing for from our business to yours, because, whether it's uncertain times or really more just as a way to say thank you for those who built this country, to provide that consistency and transparency in the price of their vehicles, so they can help navigate through the headwinds that they're facing day to day.
Yeah, that campaign got a lot of attention. That's a pretty big deal, isn't it?
It sure is. I mean, Ford is the most American company, and we don't need to prove that we're American. But in 2025, once again, we topped every other automaker in U.S. vehicle assembly. We hire more hourly automotive workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. And so who better than Ford to celebrate, America's 250th anniversary? And we felt like the best way to do that was a way to say thank you to those who are building and have built this country by giving them the same pricing that we would pay ourselves.
When it comes to those higher gas prices, how are small business owners absorbing those prices?
So, our small businesses are so resilient. What we like best about small businesses is that, these are our friends, our neighbors, our family members that are driving the country. Together, there's 95 million jobs associated to what we call the essential economy. They represent 3 million businesses, almost $12 trillion in GDP. And so, we know that when small business thrives, the country thrives. And so we need to do our part to make sure that they have everything that they need. And at Ford Pro, look, it starts with the vehicle. We've got best-selling trucks, best-selling van. More small businesses choose our trucks and vans than any other brand in the country. And so in addition to providing them the certainty of price that they can get today, it's our total commitment to ensuring that their vehicles stay on the road. For small business, when that vehicle is down, that is lost opportunity, lost revenue. That impacts the local economy and the national one. And so we need to make sure that we've got, but we're providing them the right tools and resources to keep those vehicles on the road and keep thriving so they can deal with the headwinds that are facing them.
Well, those work trucks and vans that we see out there on the road, I mean, they can tell us a lot about economic trends in this country, can't they?
Oh, there's no doubt. When no matter which way you look at it, when truck and van sales are good, it almost always means the economy is good. And our business today is very strong. You saw our first quarter earnings that came out. We raised our guidance, and so we're still bullish on the outlook for the economy and for our business. But at the same time, we're transparent about what needs and challenges are facing small business, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to launch this campaign and let American workers, especially those in small business, know that Ford Pro and Ford Motor Company have their back and want to provide that consistency.
Yeah, Matt, what are you hearing from small business owners? What do they need to stay competitive?
For the we hear it. Small business touches so many different vocations. But you know, one of the stories that we hear most is when that vehicle is down, how impactful that can be to their day-to-day business and how that impacts their customers and the businesses that they support. And so, these are customers that, small business customers that, may have, anywhere from 2 to 10 vehicles in their fleet. And if any one of those are down, that's a lost opportunity from a business standpoint, but that's inhibiting, efficiency somewhere else in the economy. And the multiplier effect of that is something that we take very seriously. And we see it as part of our role to make sure that they have everything that they need to help combat anything that might face them.
Where can we go for more information, Matt?
I would encourage, your listeners and any customer to visit Ford.com or FordPro.com, or certainly any one of our dealers across the country who are equipped to handle and answer any questions that they might have about how to take advantage of this great offer.
All right. Sounds good, Matt. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.